Mike, we do not have visual of you.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the hell's going on here.
And your audio is dipping in and out.
Yeah, I may have to switch computers with my wife and give her my sons, because she's on my laptop playing WoW.
There it is.
Yeah, so.
Good luck with that. Let me know how that goes.
Yeah, let me.
The stank eye that you're going to receive.
Yeah.
Let me switch computers with her real quick.
Yep.
Breaking news from the frack headquarters.
Mike is being airlifted to the hospital.
Man dies in freak World of Warcraft question. I just called it World of Warcraft, didn't I?
Man has laptop lodged in his ass.
Yeah.
Allow me a moment to entertain you.
All right, here we go.
Do you know who I am?
Time to kick ass and chew bubble gum.
I need a weapon.
I'm the man who's gonna burn your house down.
Do a barrel roll.
Are you still so sure you can win this?
Touch him up, you son.
I used to be an adventurer like you, and I took an arrow in the knee.
Please save me.
Can you dodge this?
Mission start.
Welcome to Raiders of the Arcade, episode 104.
And now for a taste of things to come.
This episode is brought to you by Mortal Kombat Beer. Raiden Imperial Saison. I don't even know who makes this, to be honest with you.
It is
cool beer.
It is pretty cool.
This is a 1-pint beer, 8% alcohol. It says, I don't know what the hell this means. This amped up Imperial Saison, S-A-I-S-O-N, I could be saying.
Saison!
Has an electrifying blast of hops and CO2 that shock the tongue and thrill your senses. The aroma of hops out of the glass with their earthy herbal notes not far behind.
It's probably better if you pour it in the glass.
I didn't get any electrifying notes. I didn't even know it had CO2 in it.
At the end of it, does it say finish him? Is there any?
I do kind of want to say in my last sip, finish it.
When you saw it at the store, were you like, get over here? See, look, we are writing commercials for the Mortal Kombat beer.
Well, I've got to ask, where did you buy it? And
okay,
are there any other flavors?
This is the only one that I saw. And it's made by, looks like Ocean Brands, LLC. I don't know. Is that a store called World Market? I don't know if you've ever heard of that.
Mm-mm.
It has kind of, well, obviously things from around the world. So it's got like furniture and stuff up front. And in the back is kind of like this little market that's got like Japanese treats and Chinese food and Italian cook.
So it's like how they envisioned America in the beginnings.
Yeah.
Like everything living together in harmony.
And then there's a huge section for wine and beer from around the world and stuff like that. And so I was over there just killing time today, and it's like, ooh, this would be perfect for the podcast. So Mortal Kombat X.
Oh wow,
that's pretty cool.
And they're on XL now.
Yeah.
Wow.
So this is Raiden Imperial Saison Belgian style ale. So there you go.
All right.
It's probably better in a glass, but you know, hey.
No, it's probably true. But oh well. I could probably drink it I could drink it a lot faster.
Yeah, the bottle's glass. It's okay.
Yeah.
All right, so we're here. We're back.
Yeah.
Man, it's been a pretty interesting week. We're you guys will probably hear this sometime next week, but it's the middle of the week, and it's been an explosive day in Hollywood.
It has
news or rumors or all sorts of stuff.
Scuttlebutt. So we have some scuttlebutt today.
We are being screwed with so bad. How many updates did we do to the page today on Facebook? He's gone. Now, wait a second. His agent says, wait a second. Then Warner Brothers says, and at the end of this, Jim Cavill's like posts a picture of him in a friggin' Superman shirt that just says interesting or something. And it says hashtag Superman. Okay.
Okay, so I thought we're going to I thought we were going to finish the show with that.
We can tease that. We'll get into that.
There's big news in the DC world with Henry Cavill possibly retiring from Superman. We're going to get to that in a second. I feel like there's some other matters we may be addressing. We kind of loosely may have talked about it, and then we didn't talk about it, and then I feel like we're going to get ready to talk about it right now. So this is in regards to, can I pull the Band-Aid
off? Go ahead.
Should I give a little bit of backstory?
Sure.
All right. So.
It is what I think it is. All right.
It is.
I'm getting comfortable.
Well, it's funny, Tom, because you may have to be the happy medium for once here.
Okay.
Here, let me just get this out of the way. I'll rip the Band-Aid off.
Sure, go ahead.
So, the Call of Duty beta came out for multiplayer 2 weeks ago, or I guess a little while ago, about 3 weeks ago, because there was 2 weekends of the multiplayer, one for PlayStation first, and then the Xbox, and then the PlayStation after that, and PC. So, you know, your boy Mike has been a huge advocate for Call of Duty, and have said many, many times that Black Ops 3 is probably my favorite in the series, which is by Treyarch. And so, obviously, a sight unseen, they announced it back in, May or June or whatever it was, and, you know, talked about the Battle Royale mode and all these things there, and I went and, boom, pre-ordered the digital deluxe version for $100.
$100.
Just because I know that I'm always going to buy that season pass, so I might as well just save myself $10 and do it this way.
Now, are you that every year? Are you
just
every
about?
Year
for just Cody? About. The only one I didn't do it on in January, I canceled it, was for Infinite Warfare. I ended up buying I pre-ordered that big $129 version, and then I ended up dropping back to just I think the $79 or $69 version to get the Modern Warfare remastered, just that section.
Okay.
And we have some recorded shows about me and you arguing at the fact that Black Ops isn't coming with a campaign this year, and that's kind of always been my draw towards the Call of Duty universe is that epic campaign with some controversial moments, things like that, and lo and behold, this year they're not doing it. Strictly focusing on multiplayer,
and that's big my big thing. That's what I love to play.
Yeah. Although you're really not that great at that stuff, according to the stats that I've read online, but that's another episode.
Okay.
Fake news.
Fake news, yeah. You're wrong. It's wrong.
Yeah. Somebody hacked Mike's account.
So I played the beta, and you know, you and I had some words afterwards, and you're like, well, how is it? And I said, and my first words, I believe, to you were, it plays great. It's fantastic. It plays awesome. However, it looks like a PS3 or Xbox 360 game.
Mm-hmm. And I remember conversation.
A little concerned with how it looks, and I'm not sure how. And I said, you know, Black Ops 3 was 3 years ago and looks stellar, bright, amazing. The textures and the environments are beautiful. I mean, this is Treyarch. I mean, they nailed it. And so I said, I'm a little concerned. And so I waited for the second week. I may have tweeted something, but I waited for the second week and it looked the same. Mm. And at this point, I'm like, these are my.
And you had some funny memes. You had, you know.
So I went online and I said, you know, graphics in Black Ops 4. See, and other people said we're noticing the same thing. And one guy made a comparison video putting Black Ops 3 and Black Ops 4 side by side, and it's very noticeable. And so. It comes from a place of love that it's almost like the Star Wars fans, the ones who are the most haterade filled are usually the most passionate fans of the series. And when something doesn't look right, we cry out in a fit of rage, just because we expect our game to look and be great because that's what we want. So I wanted an answer from Treyarch to see if this was how it's going to look. And I don't have my Twitter. I can pull up the Twitter account as I'm talking. And I think I started off pretty light compared to where I went. And, you know, when you're a small site or whatever, who we are, they're not always guaranteed to get an answer just because these guys are dealing with a lot of people. And that's just how it is. So I got to go back here and figure out where all of these were.
Well, I'm pulling it.
I got it.
You go ahead and continue. Oh, you got it?
Yeah, I just got to find out where it started.
Oh, I do see the Cavill post with him and his interesting. The plot thickens. Dun, dun, dun.
Another teaser.
I basically said that they failed to respond to my question that the game looked like last generation. No response. So I kind of decided, you know, squeaky wheel usually gets the
grease.
Which
is common.
Yeah, squeaky wheel usually gets the grease. The bigger the stink you make, usually somebody in PR will respond. And I still didn't get anything. Then I started saying the game looked like dog shit. Trying to push buttons, I was prodding the bear. And
which there's nothing wrong with stirring the pot. We love to do that here at Raiders.
You know, I will fully take blame on myself and apologize that we have friends who work at certain developers of Call of Duty. I won't go and say which ones. But you know, in that group, there are friends among friends and things carry out. And so I made the statement that saying these guys were incompetent. And I hope that they know, and this person knows, that that's, I don't mean that in a sense of, I literally believe that. It was a statement of trying to, like I said, prod the bear to get an answer by saying something that these guys would eventually say, hey, whoa, you know, wait till release, or, you know, this isn't the final, like something I was hoping I would get it at, and I didn't. And then so I just kind of left it alone. I haven't gone back to it since. And so this friend of ours reached out and said that, you know, he was kind of hurt by this and how we talked about it and some of his friends.
Well, I'll interject really quick. Actually, the story was that I hadn't heard from this person in a long time. And while I've been very interested in speaking with this person for quite some time, not because of where he works, but, you know, how he kind of got to where he is. So I casually reach out to him, hey, haven't heard from you in a long time, because he's been with us since day one, and that's pretty cool, and invited him back on the show, and that's where he had turned around and said, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah.
I got a little bone to pick with Raiders of the Arcade, you know, not quoting word for word right there, but, you know, obviously,
basically
he, well, kind of going back to that whole rule of thumb, you know, and we kind of learned this, you know, early when we got one of our casts pulled, is you never know who's listening, you never know who's watching. And while I know Mike is very passionate about the games, just like I'm passionate about certain things, and Tom, you with yours, you know, anyways, I'll let you cover what you thought, because I can't say what you thought and how you felt. But, you know, obviously he saw that, and, you know, while it wasn't directed towards him or anything like that or any of his people, yeah, you know, it was one of those things that I think kind of stung a little bit.
And for that, like I said, I do apologize. I mean, I know these guys. And look, I tried to go into game development when I was in college and trying to be a concept artist and stuff. I know these guys work hard. So that statement, again, I do apologize. It was too far. So this person, if you're listening, I do apologize to you and your friends who are working on this game. I, you know, was trying to get an answer by pushing buttons, and I guess that was the wrong way to do it. That being said, I hope this is taken as constructive criticism, as being this person should know. I went to art school. I know what it feels like to have my artwork picked apart. I am a photographer. I have my artwork out there. Some people like it, some people don't. So I will try to do this in a way that is not mean, not cruel, I want this to know that it's coming from a place of love for this game. As I said, Black Ops 3 is my favorite game. It is made by Treyarch, and I just have a hard time seeing this game and not understanding how it doesn't look at least on par with Black Ops 3. So I get, you know, some people are saying, hey, you know, this, their engine that they had for this wasn't built for, you know, 80 players and battle royale and big open maps and stuff like that.
And it's in its beta stage. Like I would, personally, I would give it a pass for that.
Well, yes, there's that reason too. But as far as the Black Ops mode, cutting corners, or not cutting corners, that's a bad term, but if compromises had to be made in order to make that game run smooth, okay. But as far as the standard multiplayer maps and multiplayer modes that are just like the game from 3 years ago, why does that game look very dated? And again, this isn't just me.
But I just streamers,
I'm not going to name everybody because I don't want to say anybody's opinion who I may get wrong, but I sent you, Jay, that link from Drifter, who is probably one of the biggest Call of Duty streamers aside from Ali A, who has said, and these are his terms, they look like potato graphics. I'm not going to go and like I said, I'm not going to try to make this meme, but they obviously don't look on par with what they produced last year.
Now, can I ask you something, though?
Sure.
Do you think, what are you playing on? If you don't,
PS4 Pro. So
Pro, okay.
I mean, this is capable.
But at the same time, wouldn't they have to almost like kind of dumb down the graphics? Like I'm not saying dumb down, like I don't mean it that way, but wouldn't it stand to reason that since everybody doesn't have a Pro, like that, well, they can't that's like a problem for them? Like the same thing on Xbox with the One and the One X or whatever?
Oh, that streamer that you were talking about, that's what I thought was interesting. Because I don't watch that shit, and it's hard for me to get into that stuff. Like, I want to play. I don't want to watch someone sometimes. Like, if it's a new game, let me get and play it. But I watched it because Mike, you know, had really recommended it and is passionate about something. So supporting my brother in arms here. Turned around and watched it, and the dude said that he had played it on, I think he was playing it on a 360, no, a first generation PlayStation 4. Yeah. And he had played it also on a 360, and he was going to the store to buy his Pro, and he was wondering about that. So he broke it down through all the different stuff, and I was surprised at the way it looked as well.
So I can confirm seeing it on his first generation PS4 looks the same as it does on my Xbox, or I'm sorry, my PS4 Pro. When a game ships, and again, I'm not sure how some developers, but when Sony laid all this out, essentially when a game is released for the Pro, every game has to maximize the Pro's resolution and have a downscaled version of so that it works on PS4, regular version. So it has both. Some games offer, like Tomb Raider, for instance, offers the ability to say, I want performance over visuals. So I want 60 frames per second at the cost of visuals.
Xenoblade does that too on the Wii U.
So,
yeah.
So you have the option. Whether that is there in this version and we just don't have access to it, that's fine. But it is very, very noticeable. And the problem that I saw, and I said to Jay, when it comes to like games like Battle Royale, where, you know, when you're playing Call of Duty maps and you're running through basically what they call corridors or lanes, that's broken to a middle, a left, and a right. Spawn locations are usually where if your group's in one area, you know the spawns are happening on the opposite point of the map. You can know and strafe corners and keep your back to the map. Like, there's strategies to it, like anything. Mm-hmm. When you're playing a Battle Royale map, shit's everywhere. You're in the middle of this map in the wide open. You don't know where shit's coming from. Where this becomes a problem is when the graphics are so low and there's no anti-aliasing, or at least it looks like there's not. And a shot, somebody has a scope on their gun where I don't, that horizon line is so blurry that I can't see who's shooting at me or where it's coming from. I'm surveying the landscape, and it's so jagged and blurry, I can't make it out. Where you look at Fortnite, which is running at 60 frames per second, now granted, it's a stylized-looking game, but that game is butter. I mean, it is so smooth and crisp and clear and fast, and I know it's stylized. So it works for them. But this is a problem here. The game mode, Blackout, I will say I had a blast. I was smiling. I'm like, this is awesome. I just wish it looked better. There was a point where I was playing with three other guys. We were not talking. Nobody talked in the mic. But we all met up at one point. One guy got in the, I call it the old paddy wagon. You know, he got in the big truck, and the three of us jumped in the back, and he's driving, and the three of us are kind of looking around, and we're shooting, and we drove into a town, and we all huddled into this one building, and that was a lot of fun. And if that had been other people that I know, it would have been even more fun with the communication.
You said you huddled or you cuddled?
We huddled.
Huddled.
Okay.
So I've seen other people say, oh, it's a beta, you know, it's going to come out. And I said, you know, I've played other Call of Duty beta games, And the what I've seen is, and this is kind of the thing with a lot of betas, and I think The Witcher was the same way, is they usually push out the highest they can, let the beta run, and if there's performance issues, they bring it down so that it meets expectations. They don't usually put out something that's lower resolution and then try to bring it up. That's going to cause more issues. So that could still be a possibility that right now I've heard someone say the beta was already 30 gigs and they didn't want the beta file to be any larger than that. So, you know, you're getting downsampled textures and that's the case. And then, at launch, it'll be great. But these are fan speculations. So I just wanted something from Treyarch after all this just to say, hey, why don't you just wait to release? You don't need to tell me if it's going to be good or bad or whatever it's case. Just something that says, hey, relax. But I didn't get that. And not that I should have expected it. I mean, like I said, I'm one in how many millions of copies they sell.
You're just blowing steam off.
Blowing steam off. And again, you know, part of me forgot that friends of friends work there. And so for that, I do apologize. I hope they realize and he realizes this comes from I'm just very passionate about this game. This is, and no discredit to him, because this is my favorite studio. Treyarch, for me, after Black Ops 3 was the premier studio. So after the commercial failure of Infinite Warfare, then World War II brought it up, and I play that. I mean, you can tell, Jay, I play that game how much? I love World War II. And so I felt like that was a step redeeming Call of Duty. And then I was like, all right, Black Ops 4 is going to bring it back. They're, you know, boots in the ground, but with the sliding, I'm in. And so this was the biggest disappointment for me in terms of visuals. I mean, when you spend $300 or $400 on a Pro and $500 on an Xbox One X, and they promise 4K gaming with the most powerful systems available, and your game looks like last generation, it's a concern to me that I have a digital copy, and if I don't cancel it before the game comes out, and I'm disappointed, I'm stuck. So now I'm kind of like, do I cancel it and see the reviews on day one, and if anybody says it hasn't been fixed?
Dude, you know, you even saying that I know is bullshit, because you still won't cancel it. You'll still buy it on day one, because you have to.
See myself dropping down to the $59 version. Or I can see myself waiting 2 or 3 days after and going to Redbox, getting it, see if the final version is good for me, or if it's not. I mean, I'm still playing. I played Black Ops 3 this past weekend. That to me is still it's still supported. It's still fun. It's still great. There's a huge amount of people still playing that game. I just hope they listen and understand that this is someone who just loves this series and really, really loves that studio. Maybe I built my expectations up, but I just expected a game to look at least at the bare minimum as good as Black Ops 3.
Yeah, I hear you. And, you know, I could only imagine being a game developer end of the system's life cycle. You know, you're playing with the Xbox One X hardware, where people probably don't even understand the potential it has yet and are still trying to figure it out. Probably a year or two before they tap that potential.
But, I mean,
we don't know what their budget is. All sorts of stuff, and it's a beta. You know, who knows?
But same time. At the same time, you know, Battlefield, I'm just not a Battlefield fan. I tried. I even said I'd give it a shot because the whole new mechanics, and it's just not for me. But Battlefield 1 2 years ago, and the Battlefield 5 beta that I played, and then you look at the new Spider-Man, which is an open world, those games look gorgeous. And they're massive, and they're open world, and there's tons of stuff in Spider-Man. There are people all over the city and the streets, and things are happening, and multiple fighting people at the same time. Cutscenes go into gameplay back and forth. I mean, and then you look at Battlefield, which already has 60 players in a map at once with dynamic weather changes. You're fighting in a map and all of a sudden it snows and there's a blizzard and you can't see 10 feet in front of you. All of it happens real time with tanks rolling through.
Which game is that?
Battlefield.
Oh, okay.
So it's the hardware is capable. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no.
I don't know. It's got to be the engine. I don't necessarily think it's the developer's fault as it is. The engine for Call of Duty is just dated at this point. And I think they need a new engine.
Yeah, I hear you. And here we are in September. You know, they still got a couple months. It's crunch time. These guys work hard. They're going to work hard. They're going to put out something. You know, we haven't had a Call of Duty dud in a while. I'm not saying this is going to be it. I don't even know if I'm going to play it because it's lacking the campaign. Dude, I'm kind of interested in the Battle Royale mode.
No, I'm going to switch gears. You know, hey, I'm going to switch gears here and tell you that.
I've always reserved judgment until, you know, the final product comes out. And even with that being said, the day and age that we live in, people are patching stuff left and right. But to bring it full circle, hey, man, I got to say, I don't see you eat humble pie often. Mm. You know, I appreciate that you're stepping up to the plate and turning around and saying what you said about that.
Yeah.
It's appreciative. Hopefully the people that do hear it do appreciate that side of you. I got to say, though, Treyarch, Call of Duty, the only way that you can properly learn him and teach him a lesson is to send promotional products to Jay and Tom.
Yes.
And we will review that and rub it in his face and teach him a lesson. And I think that's the best way that you can handle someone like Mike.
Until Jay ends up having like another, well, I just don't like anything. So you can just send everything to Tom because he's just really cool.
Just don't put it on the Switch.
Yeah. Don't. First rule, it has to be in a light box because I can't lift anything right now. Second rule.
All right. So, yeah. You guys got anything else to say about games? Anything else going on?
Playing some Master Chief again. That update came out.
Yeah, you were talking about Halo.
Yep. That big update came out the other day, and the matchmaking is fast.
It's the Master Chief Collection?
Yeah. The update. Whenever you're ready, I will play. There's a 73 gig. Update.
No wonder my damn data cap is going over. God damn.
Yeah, Halo's 73 gigs.
Yeah, I already have the game. How big is the update?
73 gigs.
Gigs.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
So how big is the whole file size?
It's 74. It's like you're downloading.
So just replace the whole game.
Pretty much. Jesus. That's what they're doing, and it is so smooth. It is ridiculous of how quick you get in and out of games. It is crazy. Like, we played it, me and a couple of my buddies last night played it, and we got our asses kicked so bad because, like, we went into, like, the multi-game Slayer. So it's like you play Halo 4, and then you play Halo 2, and the abilities are all different, and then you play Halo 3, and the abilities are different than that. Like, it was so crazy to go back and play some of those levels.
There's nothing quite like the voice actor voice from Halo.
Slayer. Yeah.
Kill Tactics.
Yeah, exactly. He was so. I mean, there
Come on, Mike. Give me one, Mike. I know you know one.
Hold on, let me think of one. It was
Double Kill from the Grave.
No,
I love the way he said
that. Yeah, I love that one.
Kill Streak.
Some of them were so good. Like, me and my friends still to this day, when that game loads, we're sitting there just going, Slayer. Like, just trying to get like that perfect pitch.
I love the Forge map editor.
The Forge was cool.
Halo 2. You know, Halo 2's multiplayer with Sidewinder was so good.
Yeah.
I remember getting Halo 2, and that was like one of the first games I played online with you guys.
Yep.
SRQ Underground for life.
In between the game and SOCOM.
Oh, my God.
Remember we had a clan. Yeah. We had a clan. So it was like me, you, Rob, Mark was in it, my friend Ryan, all the guys from the store back then.
I remember SOCOM the first times we started playing SOCOM. EB Kid, Rich, when we were playing with him. Yeah.
SOCOM.
It was great. Yeah. The jungle level, I just remember there's one specific level with SOCOM that we were playing that was just
were you there,
so well.
Were you there? I know Steve was. In that match where we were on a team and we had a French guy join our game, and he's walking around and he was just griefing us and everything else. And
what are you doing? What are you shooting at?
correct me if I'm wrong, but like if you were in the proximity of somebody, you could hear them talk.
There was proximity chat, and there wasn't party chat yet.
No, yeah. So I shut
on the mic, you had to talk shit. Yeah.
So I kept shooting the guy.
Sacre bleu!
That's what I was doing. Every time I would shoot the guy and kill him, I'm like, sacre bleu, Frenchie! And he, oh man, he was...
Run, Frenchie,
run! Dude, that was such a... I saw a documentary the other day that was about like how Halo 2 was like the pinnacle of Xbox Live, because that was back before all that stuff happened. And like, we used to talk, all of us used to talk mad crap. Because back then, I'm not going to lie, like, I had some back problems. I had a doctor that just gave me like pain pills for super cheap. Like, oh, I was in a rough part of my life, but I was like, I was getting all this shit. So I was playing these games like all night long for hours and hours and hours. And there was one night we had a guy on our team or a guy on the opposite team. We were playing like, I think it was, I forget the name of the level, but it was in Halo 2. Whenever at the end of the game, there was always like shots fired. Like I always fired the most out of everybody, always, every game. And then on top of that, in that particular level, there was a guy whose name was Bill Cosby. And here I am whacked out of my gourd. And this guy, I'm following him around. My friends are yelling at me like so much. And I'm screaming into the mic. I'm like, I can't kill Bill Cosby. I was like, what about Theo and Rudy? Like, I'm running behind this guy. I would never shoot at him. I was like, what? That was the funniest game of Halo I've ever played in my whole life. But I love Halo. So, I mean, it's cool to go back and play him, even if though we're getting destroyed. But it's fun to go back.
I hope the new ones are good.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope they get...
All right, Mike, you playing it? Mike, you playing anything else?
I played a Black Ops. I played Blackout. I played a little bit of Black Ops 3. I jumped into that Super Nintendo styled game Chasm for a little bit. I'm enjoying that. Mm-hmm. It's like a dungeon crawler, very 8-bit, very well animated.
No Dragon Quest? You didn't get the new Dragon Quest?
No Dragon Quest. No, fuck that. That's I'm,
oh, really? You don't like those?
No, it's not that. I just don't have 100 hours to put into something right now.
Yeah.
I got so many
other shit to
play. In between playing WoW and then playing everything else.
That's what she said.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. You gotta get him where you can.
A little hey, how are you?
Played a little bit of League of Legends this past weekend with my nephews. That was fun.
You the still,
with other you people. Any, cool.
You have any other games you want to share with the class that you're playing? Maybe something you're a little ashamed of? Maybe? Maybe something that's a little socially not cool?
Pokemon Go?
Starts with W, ends with Warcraft.
Oh, I already
still
said that.
Playing any? Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said League of Legends.
No, I still play WoW. Right. I was actually just playing WoW before we got on the podcast.
You know what's weird already, is I don't even know it as War as WoW. I always called it Warcraft.
Well, Warcraft is the real time strategy in Warcraft. Yeah. But yeah, I've got one character to 120, which is the max, and then I've got another one who's about to hit 115, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nerd!
150? 150. Serious? 115?
The level cap in the last expansion was 110. They raised it to 120, so I've got one
get
to 120.
Get out of here.
And did I've they? Got another one to 150. I'm just shy of 115.
I was trying to be like Jay there. I was trying to just piss on World of Warcraft. It didn't work out well. Mike's just oblivious to it.
Say what you want, man.
We can, tie this, more combat
we can tie this all together because the former, not former, in contention, we don't know, Man of Steel, Henry Cavill, is a big World of Warcraft plan.
Yeah.
World of Warcraft plant, you said? Fan? Fan?
Have you heard the story how he got the role?
No, you're gonna have to tell me that in just a second because
so he auditioned for the role.
Right. No, wait, we're not talking about Superman yet. Damn it! You talked about games. I'm gonna talk about the game.
You got it. You're playing a game.
Talked about. I'm playing a game.
Jason's playing a game.
Right. I'm playing a game. I'm playing multiple games right
what?
Now.
What?
So I'm gonna talk about
Candy Crush. Here we go.
Game.
Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Two.
Cooking
it's
Mama.
Because I actually did download a Candy Crush game for my daughter. My wife does not want me to introduce her to video games, but on the low, it's going to start. It's going to start. But no, we're going to tell you about the game that we need to talk about because we haven't talked about it in a long time. Overwatch. No, Overwatch.
I forgot about that game.
Combat mode
engaged. Now, honestly, that's the only game that I'm playing right now. I'm playing it for two reasons. One, they just released a new map, Busan. It's like a D.Va-themed one. It's like three different stages.
Absolutely.
It's pretty freaking cool. And then two, my son, you know, Overwatch has been out 2 years. He played it a little bit in the beginning, and I had hope. You know, I got multiple TVs in the game room, got the two PlayStation 4s. You know, we played, do a lot of, I had hope we would do a lot of head-to-head gaming. And when my older son was down, we did for a little while, but Ledge, my youngest, he hasn't cared about it. But then they released freaking Hammond, the little hamster in the mech, and this kid has got obsessed with this game. He won't stop freaking playing it. He actually runs around the house and he'll start spamming voice lines to his little sister saying, Area denied. Constantly. Aside from that, that's it. That's all I got. Overwatch. The hamster
is pleased. Next time you see him, just go, Eely Daily.
Well, you know, I got upset with him today. I got upset with him today because he was asking me about voice lines, and he's constantly quoting either Junkrats, Winston, or the freaking the Wrecking Ball hamster. So
those are all names of podcast episodes. The Winston, it's true. There's got to be something about a gerbil somewhere in our title.
Oh boy,
if we made it to 104.
Yeah, all right. Okay. So are we done with games? I mean, I feel like we talked about games. Like I was with you the majority of the time.
Yeah, I guess I might have
physically I was with you. Mentally, I might have checked out a couple times, just like Tom did.
Spider-Man's out. I haven't picked it up. I think I'm probably gonna get it before this weekend. My son's got like $40 to the PlayStation or Amazon. And then I've got like $20 from my PlayStation Rewards credit card, so I might pick it up for free.
Apparently Switch it's out next episode.
It's outselling God of War. Like this game is selling like crazy, which is amazing considering it's just a single player campaign in Spider-Man. But
there's a lot of things. There's some sort of Easter egg. Didn't some like developer put like an Easter egg asking some chick to marry him?
Yeah, she said no. Yeah.
And she said no, and they want to scrub it now and try to remove it from the game because they feel bad for him.
There's that. There's
no spoilers. No,
I don't. I know that whatever.
It's funny, Tom, right?
Because
that is funny.
Because Mike just apologized to a developer about saying like bad stuff about his game, and now Jay's like, "Hey, remember the girl that said no when you asked her to marry you?"
No, I feel bad.
I don't either.
He should have seen the signs. He should have seen the signs.
Yeah.
Real quick, because I was going to go into like...
And it was on a sign, too.
So when something like that happens, is that like, you mean you're going good, the relationship's fine, you ask someone to marry you, they say no. Does that create like a, I guess we're done?
I would think.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
I mean, is that an abrupt speed bump where you're just like... This ain't gonna work.
Yeah, you guys are like at two completely different parts of your life or where you thought the relationship
that's
was.
Like that's just like a day
it's usually
and night.
Dead in the water.
That's like, hey, everything's good tomorrow. You ask her to marry you and you're done.
That's done. You know, like one guy's like showing all of his friends, look how cool this is. I asked her to marry me. And then she's like, oh my God, this guy's a fucking psycho. He won't stop with the fucking games. And she's banging freaking, you know, on the castingcouchblack.com. I don't know.
Wow, you know, checked that dark, man.
I did. It's DC because I know DC's coming.
Yeah, exactly. That's how DC would handle this story.
Yeah, I know, you know, just like the movies, there's two post-credit scenes, and supposedly the second one really like just Easter eggs, like just leads into a sequel that everyone's like, oh, it sounds. I want to know what it is, but I'm being patient and waiting.
Oh, wait, you're talking about Spider-Man?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, hold on, what are we talking about? Yeah, I heard there is multiple
Stan
endings,
Lee
and one of them's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Stanley does that.
Well, apparently I follow him on Instagram and Son bitch just posts his digital picture and says, hey, look who made an appearance in Spider-Man the video game. And I'm like, you motherfucker.
Good for him, man.
You know how cool would have
been? Spoiler
alert. Game and been like,
spoiler alert.
Yeah. You know how cool would have been?
But you still have to find it, though. I think that's actually kind of cool is that you know that it's there and you've got to try to find it somewhere.
Yeah.
You know?
I was just like, man, Stan.
Man, Stan.
Stan the man. All right, we done with games?
Next week, we have the Switch going online.
Yeah.
We'll talk about
next
episode.
It got delayed.
Yeah. It goes online, and
you'll get your 20 classic games a month.
Anybody else play that new Mega Man?
Mega Man 11?
Mega Man.
Did you put the demo for that, anybody?
Yes, I have.
Ooh, it's good. It looks smooth. It's good.
It's hard. It is cool. Good. I don't know if I'd spend $40 or $50 on it. Mm. Like I don't. Hopefully that's not what they're going for. That it's going to be like $20.
It's $39 or $40. But yeah, wait for it'll drop. Black Friday get that game for like $20.
Because I picked up Sonic Mania for $29.99, and that was a perfect price point for that game to interest me in playing it. Like that was like $30 was perfect on Switch for a game like that.
It plays smooth. It's a lot of fun. I like it. If it's $20, $29, $19, something like that, yeah, I'll pick it up.
Yeah,
$29, $19. What the hell kind of price point is
$29 or $19? I'll pick it up. One of those two.
Okay.
If it goes to that price tag, I'll pick it up eventually.
Well, you don't have a black eye. You're not bleeding.
No.
Your laptop is stuck in your ass.
No, but I do have this massive beer. Hold on, I gotta wipe the. So it doesn't drip on my keyboard, but you can see this is a Mortal Kombat beer.
Wow, Mortal Kombat X Raiden Imperial. What?
Imperial Saison. He didn't get to see the.
Look at that.
Mortal Kombat beer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Right?
One That's pint, eight percent alcohol.
And it's got Raiden on the cover, and Mike is chugging it down.
That's delicious.
When you drink it, does it make you go, like when
nobody does that? I do want to fly across the room.
You want to fly across the room.
That, I want to talk like Christopher Lambert.
I think we all do. It's okay.
Enough!
Approaching the drop zone.
Locked and loaded.
Good to go.
So yeah, Call of Duty beta, Black Ops, the last final week of it was last week. Ended on Monday at like noon, which I gotta say I didn't play it because it ended at like 3 p.m. in the afternoon. Right before they ended it, they jacked the player count up to 100. So when they first started
it was what?
Originally it was 80, okay. And then when the Xbox launched, they bumped it to 88 first for PlayStation. And then I think by like Saturday, they gave 88 players to Xbox and PC. And then right at that last day, just to kind of stress the servers, they maxed that at 100.
That's an odd number, 88, not like, you know, 50.
By fours.
Okay, okay.
So, you know, there's squads, and you can do it by two, four. So they just made it high enough where it would be four.
By twos and fours.
So jumping at four and four, and eventually it was, and then they did it. So, I mean, you know, PUBG and Fortnite both offer 100 players. So people were like, oh, you know, they only do 80. And they're like, you know, we never made it. This isn't firm. So however it tested, I don't know. I haven't heard any feedback in terms of what it's going to launch with. We'll see. I mean, I don't find the map to be as big as like a PUBG. So 100 players could just make some really quick firefights and then a lot of hiding. I don't know.
How do you start? Do you start from jumping out of a plane?
So when you first launch into the game, you finally log into a server. Your guy's got like one of those little squirrel wing suits on.
Yeah. Okay.
You fly down, you kind of land in what they call the loading area, which is basically the map, with guns around, but nobody takes any damage. Everyone's just running around, punching each other, shooting each other.
Just like Fortnite. Okay.
And then, the countdown will start and then it just says blackout and the screen goes black. And next thing you know, it's kind of like the planes flying over, but instead it's helicopters.
Okay.
And there's like, I don't know, maybe like eight or nine helicopters flying over. And then you start seeing people parachute out the back of it. And so you jump out with your little squirrel suit on, but if you aim down, he kind of pulls his arms and legs together and kind of does like this rocket straight down. And then you can pull up and then he kind of puts the arms back out again. And then you can still keep that speed and just soar across the map. I didn't find that out until like the last day I played it, but you can go huge distances across the map quick. Because I was like, how are people getting so places? And that's basically what they were doing. But I played on both PS4 and Xbox One, just going back and forth just to see. Xbox One X, I have to say, I think had better draw distance. It had a little, which was one of my complaints in the beginning, because it looked kind of blurry. I don't know if they were slightly tweaking the graphics and bringing it up every now and then just to see consistency with players and, you know, loading and that kind of things. But I think it definitely got better. I would say that there's still room for improvement. It's not, obviously it's not Battlefield. I don't think it's still quite Black Ops 3, but it looks much more improved.
So it's an improvement visually from what you saw in the beginning.
Absolutely. I just didn't find it as saturated in color. Black Ops 3, of all the other games, especially like Infinite Warfare and Infinity War stuff, which, you know, Ghost and things that a lot of people said were drab and gray. And I think if it fits the game, because like for me, Ghosts, I know it gets a lot of shit, people hated it, but I really loved Ghost. Matt Kroc and I, we played that, you know, all the time. I mean, the swamp levels, I really liked it. But Black Ops kind of broke that mold, and with Black Ops 3, it was just saturation of color everywhere. But it had like deep, dark blacks. It had bright colors. And I feel like this game, maybe they're just trying to pull that back a little bit. And that's why I'm seeing a difference. And maybe that was intentional. But I definitely did see some improvement in textures and ground and vehicles. The only thing that I can see, and this might just be to make, you know, 60 frames per second a little bit more fluid or as close to that, was the grass. You would just have green grass, no color to it. It was like, here's a shade of green, and this one over here is a different shade of green. But it was just solid triangles up in the air. That was it. But when you're running around, you're not noticing that shit.
No, you can't be. That's you. That's that art side of you, that critical thing. That's why you're looking at the hands, the first thing that you're looking at. No, you're not looking at the hands when you're in the middle of a fire.
Now, I will say, the generic character, because I didn't change my character right off the bat. Whatever they give you first, and you drop down, that's the guy that had like the parachute band bracelet, and it looked like it hadn't, you know textures when you jump in a game, it's still loading, and then all of a sudden it just pops and it finishes loading. It looked like it hadn't done that. But I changed characters to like a few of the zombie characters and a few of the multiplayer characters. And then you see their arms and their gloves and grips and, you know, whatever they have stitching on their gloves. All of that was really high detail. So I'm not sure if maybe that character wasn't done yet, or they just didn't put his full, whatever the case, maybe there was a big difference between those two characters and the hands that I saw. So definitely a big step forward. I am very excited about it. I played the Blackout with my nephews, my nephew Jeff, and then we played with like two of his other friends. And I was laughing hysterically. I mean, we just had communication. If you talk to people, it makes it so much more fun. Because it's just, you need, you can tell them to go, you know, skirt around and kind of distract somebody. But my nephew's buddy, his name, I forget what his name is. I'm trying to think of a scanner tag. But anyway, he jumped on an ATV and he's like, I'm going to go distract him and see if anybody's down in the warehouse. So we're up on the hill. And the next thing you know, he jumps on this ATV and hits the horn. And this annoying ass horn is just, nee! And he's, he just not stopping, drives straight into the warehouse. And you just hear the sound fade as a, nee! But it's still happening. He's rolling, and we're just laughing hysterically because he's just rolling around in circles in this building. And he's like, no one's down here. So then we, you know, run down there together. So only one of us would get killed. And then we roll down there. But we actually, that's the thing I texted you the picture. We actually won that game. That was fun. You know, it feels like Call of Duty.
How many maps is this supposed to launch with? You got the Battle Royal mode. Seems like everybody's doing that mode. They're not doing a campaign. So, I mean, you kind of already know what to expect.
If they follow other Call of Duties, I'd say the game would probably launch with either between 6 to 8 maps for multiplayer. The Battle Royale mode is just that one map.
Okay.
It's big. It's not as big as... I wouldn't say it's as big as PUBG, probably the same size as, maybe a little bit smaller than Fortnite. But if you've played any of the Black Ops games, they had this big board. It's got like a little desert area. It's got some hills and mountains and grass and whatever. And there's a little island off to the side that's connected to it by a bridge. And that little island is Nuketown. And then so you've got like the Asylum from one of the zombie games. And then so they're actually taking maps and putting them in certain sections of the big map.
That's great.
So yeah, so classic, like the what's the one that I recognize right off the bat? Did you play Black Ops 3?
Yes.
Okay, so there's one called Fringe that had a barn with like a long corridor with like a missile truck in it and a house on the other end. That's one area of the map. And I'm like, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, oh shit, I know this. And so I would, you know, you see that and you kind of go through it. So all the areas that you can go to are previous Call of Duty multiplayer maps all on this big map.
But with and a bunch of new stuff in between those.
Yeah. And so it's all seamless. And I mean, they did a really good job blending it all together. It's just one of those things you have to kind of expect. You're not going to win every game, but it's just still fun to be out there. And when you get tired of getting that, you just jump in the other multiplayer or you go play zombies. Now, the cool thing is there are zombies in the Battle Royale. So there, I think they're always – I'm not sure if it's always. I don't want to get this wrong, but I don't know. I'll just say that. But I don't know if they're randomly placed. I thought they were always supposed to be at the asylum, but I didn't run into any when I was there. But I did have this one battle that was getting down. I think I got like fifth place, and it ended up on this little island off of another – the Nuketown Island. And it was the it's like this lighthouse, and I get to this lighthouse, and I come up from the water, and all of a sudden I hear like the and it's just the zombies, and they're on the lighthouse island, and this is where the map is closing in on. I have to be there, and so these zombies don't go down with like two or three shots. I mean, they're like basically a meat shield, and so you're laying into them, and then I see some guy roll up on an ATV, so I stop, and I see him start shooting at somebody, and I mow him down, and then someone saw me shooting, and then they killed me, and that's how I ended at fifth.
So is it just like Fortnite or PUBG where if you get killed, that's it? You don't see the ending of the game? You can't see nothing?
You can see the next player. You can view what's going on by the person who killed you.
Okay.
And if he dies, person,
that's it. You won't see who wins. Nope.
If he dies, it goes to the next person that killed him until the person wins.
You'll keep seeing something. Yep. Yep. Okay. Unlike the other ones where you didn't, and that was a complaint of mine. Okay.
Yeah, so if you are in a group or a squad, you can click through your squad. You can actually scroll through members of your squad. You can still revive people. They give you tons. I mean, you can run around and collect up like 10 bandages. There's med kits. There's perks. So you know how you can put perks on your character as you're playing the game? Now you can equip them, but they only last for like 240 seconds. So you have one called like Paranoia. You equip that. It's on you, but when you want to activate it, it lasts for 240 seconds. But if anybody's aiming at you, it tells you where they're aiming from before they shoot. So it's like you can hear footsteps a lot closer to you. So it kind of gives you like an advantage of knowing where people are. Like I said, it's temp only, you know, what's 240 seconds, like 3 minutes, 2-3 minutes. And then it's gone. And then you can equip another perk. But you can only, like I said, you can launch one at a time and they're only temporary. So some people will save those when the map gets real small. They pop that off and, you know, pray that it gets them the win. So they said that some of the mechanics are different. So when you're close quarter combat or like within a standard multiplayer map, the game plays like Call of Duty. If you are shooting at someone outside of like a typical range, now like real gun physics are involved. So there's bullet drop. So you got to aim your gun higher to get that bullet to kind of hit somebody in the head. It's not just quick scoping and getting somebody. So there's a little more skill, so you're not getting people just, you know, popping shots off, which I would wish they would do in regular multiplayer because I can't stand quick scoping. But overall, I'm very impressed. I'm going to keep my pre-order. And oddly enough, I wouldn't mind actually picking it up for the Xbox because I think it does look better.
You're playing it on the X.
I was playing it on the X. It does look better on the X.
Which it should.
But PlayStation has that exclusive content.
Yeah, but it's going to be there.
It'll be there a month later. You know, obviously, you know, my brother-in-law, Matt, who's been on the show before, he's got an Xbox now. So it's like, I know we were talking earlier about that, and he seems kind of intrigued because he likes Fortnite, and he's kind of like, you know, I wouldn't mind. He said he was really intrigued, and I'm like, but she got an Xbox. So it's kind of like, I can foresee myself having to probably buy this twice. I might wait until Black Friday, get it that kind of half price, or maybe trade some old games. I'm not going to pay out of pocket twice for this. It'll be like a trade-in deal.
Especially if it's a $60 game. I don't know, man. I can't buy into it yet. I mean, cool game modes and stuff, but me personally, I always look for those campaigns, looking for something a little bit different, a little more
play. I'm telling you this. I'm thinking PUBG is going to take a hit. Fortnite, I think, has enough people invested because of the money they probably spent on skins, where I don't think PUBG has that. Like, people have bought a few things, but their loot box are really lacking. But there's a lot of people that have put a lot of money into some of those skins and probably don't want to give it up. But I can see Call of Duty and Fortnite really being the primary two.
Well, Well, yeah, I mean, Fortnite's got all the kids. You know, Call of Duty has the fan base and it's going to be doing different things or improved upon things. And PUBG, you really don't hear about them doing much. Oh, hey, we're putting a new gun in the game.
Yeah. This feels like what PUBG was aiming for.
Uh-huh.
It's Call of Duty's perfected mechanics and movement system and gun firing with what PUBG was supposed to offer with the maps and open world and the... what's going to be interesting, I hate to say this because it's just amazing how this culture has changed, but I really do think somebody like Ninja, if you don't know who Ninja is at this point, it's crazy. The guy was covering on ESPN Magazine just last month, it was last week.
Esports, yep.
The guy, he's entertaining. He's good. I mean, the guy is good. And through the beta for this, I mean, he was playing it and just listening to watch him playing and the group that he rolls with, I mean, they were all really, really digging the game. So upon release, it'll be interesting to see which way he goes. I don't know if at this point Epic is paying him.
If it's a good game, he'll play them both. I mean, they both deliver and they're two different experiences. I mean,
They really are. I mean, it's
any way that you look at it.
Fortnite, I think, does kind of have a little. Personally, I like Fortnite if you stripped out the building. I don't like the building. I know that's a big thing for some people. I like knowing that people that are firing at me are on the same plane as me. Whether you're in a building or whatever, you're on the same plane. I don't want these guys that like build like, you know, 16 stories up and are hanging up there and dropping down on you and shoot. Like it's just, or you're trying to fire at somebody and they throw a wall up. It's like, I get it. It's strategy. That's your thing. I'm not going to hate on it. It's just not for me. But I like Fortnite's gameplay, which is why I prefer it over PUBG. Now with this, it's like taking the best of both. Call of Duty, boom. I can delete PUBG off my Xbox. So.
Well, if it's digital, you never delete it. Unless you're freeing up space.
So my say the thing to Treyarch, I'm a man of my word. I eat crow. I wish it looked a little better, but it still looks good. It's I wish it was more saturated, but overall it looks good. But it is fun as hell to play.
All right, good to hear.
I did say that from the beginning.
Said the multiplayer, it was fun to play. Yes,
the multiplayer part that I said. I said all my complaints aside. I said the game was fun, and now seeing this blackout mode, I was line of you're like, is it worth $60? But let's put it this way, we spent $60 on Overwatch.
Yep.
That's just one game, one multiplayer with a few different map objectives. This has got zombies if you want to play zombies, which has got a story to it. You've got Blackout and they've got the multiplayer, and they're also saying there's going to be free DLC on top of the season pass. So
Overwatch has personality over Call of Duty, hands down, and that's a huge draw. I mean,
it does.
29 different characters, whatever it is now.
That is,
and all of them have distinct, different personality traits. You can relate to all of them. You'll love them. You'll hate them. You can name every single person on it, and you don't even play some of them. I mean, come on.
Something I cannot argue with you. I 100% agree. It's like.
I guess it's a little frustrating too to me is why it takes so long for them to do simple things. You know, we talked about it, you know, it seems like 100 episodes ago about why am I getting duplicates in loot boxes? Why do events come out and there's only like 3 skins out of the 27 people? I mean, it really just doesn't make any sense to me. But I'm not the game developer. I appreciate the content they put out. But I wonder where they're going to be going with it next. Are they going to be busting open loadouts? Are they going to let us cycle in some of those abilities that they... used in the past, and now we may be able to put them in different game modes. Like I miss Sims shield generator. Maybe I could pop 6 turrets if I have that generator up and the portals, as long as it's not destroyed, kind of like Orisa's power generator. Anyways, so you heard about that story about the loot boxes in like Norway or Poland, somewhere over in Europe?
You won't believe the joke old pigface over there told me the other day.
Do you ever shut up?
I knew there was a reason I kept you around. And it wasn't the sparkling conversation.
Yeah, man, it's like that story about the loot boxes. Did you hear about those loot boxes in that somewhere in Europe, Poland, Norway?
Oh, your shit. We got to do the whole loot box shit again?
Just
break
tell me
down the wall, Jay.
Break down the wall. You just lost our whole section. I'm too tired. Move on.
No, you gotta tell me how much money this dude makes. You looked it up. You Googled it and shit.
Per console?
Yeah.
It's about $3 million a day, or roughly...
Okay, who? Since Epic. We lost that. Epic is making this.
Fortnite, it's or roughly about $100 million a month. That's per console.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a free game. That's a free game.
Wow.
So, I mean, imagine. I mean, okay, I know you're not a big person that likes to spend a lot of money on like loot boxes and stuff, but imagine someone gives you know, you got Overwatch for free. Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, we're giving you the game. You might say, you know what? Hey, you gave me a great game. I enjoy playing this. I'll give you $5 or $10 for a loot box. Or in Fortnite's case, you can actually pick the skin that you want. Why not? You know, I like that idea that when if I'm going to pay for something, I'm going to pay for what I want and can see it and get it instantly.
Yes.
And then say, hey, I like that Hanzo skin. All right, here's our fucking roll of the crap dice. And
yep, no, we're not in Vegas. Yep.
Got a skin I already had.
Yep.
So,
yeah, that's lame.
I think Call of Duty, if they can do something, because they're going to have to do something. I mean, Fortnite does weekly updates. There's new skins in the store like every 48 to 3 days or whatever the freaking countdown they have. I'm just curious to see what they're going to do. I mean, I know they have to add more operators or heroes or whatever they're calling their characters that they're putting in multiplayer. So fingers crossed. Good. Hats off to Treyarch. I eat crow. I apologize. And I'm very excited. I'll keep my pre-order for $100. You get my $100. You won the bet.
All right. Fair enough. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and put the kibosh on Call of Duty until it's closer to until review time, unless they do some sort of... Say what?
October 12th.
Right around the corner. Usually it's like a November-ish window,
if I'm not mistaken. I think a lot... I don't know why they did it, because I was thinking maybe they did...
be around Veterans Day?
It was early November, but I know a lot of companies are trying to avoid the release of Red Dead Redemption 2, but that's late October, and I would think, like, hey, you know, you release your game 2 weeks later, it's a completely different genre.
Totally, totally different.
But not going to lie, I'm going to pick that game up. And it's a single player game. The multiplayer for that isn't coming until November, or not November for Red Dead Online. So, but if it's anything like GTA Online, I probably won't even play it.
All right, we'll see. Yeah, I mean it's kind of similar. You know, Rockstar are very similar to Blizzard. All their stuff kind of feels a certain way.
Yeah.
Grand Theft Auto 5 was the best deliverer.
Yeah.
I don't want to say deliverance, but
yeah. Best selling video. Best selling. Entertainment property of all time.
So far.
At this point, of all time. It has topped Avatar. It has topped everything.
Grand Theft Auto, really?
$500 million. $500 million copies or something like that. It's ridiculous. It was released 5 years ago and is still in the top five every single month.
Wow.
Still.
There's a lot of thug-ass kids out there playing that game.
I told my son the other day, I said, who's still buying this? And then I thought to myself, oh, shit, you know what? I've bought it 3 times. I bought it for Xbox 360. Then it came out for the Xbox One. I bought it for that. And then I traded it in. And then I heard about these really cool mods that you could put on the game that make it look photorealistic. And then when I got my brand new PC, I'm like, oh, well, shit, $29 on Steam sale. Bought it again.
Suckers.
I am the worst.
Nah, I've got Overwatch. I've owned 3 different copies of Overwatch, so it's all good.
Yeah, I get it. Me too.
Yeah, there we go. All right, so yeah, we're going to put a kibosh on this. This was the Call of Duty episode with some bonus 1 week late DLC. We're giving that to you for free and no loot box. That's why there might be a distinct difference in our voices from a sober to drunken, now to a sober state.
I don't know. This is glass number 2 of Kraken. Make sure you listen to the next podcast, because that's gonna start kicking in real fast.
Yeah, it always does.
I got some interesting stuff for the next cast, so
okay, definitely. So we're gonna go ahead and put a wrap on it. Wanted to let everyone know the Frack Networks page, the Frack Network Presents page, is done. We fragged it. We're putting a kibosh on it. Maybe at the end of the month I'll shut it down completely. You want to find us, love us or hate us, Razor the Arcade. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. It's all the same now.
So the address is what? It's Facebook.com/ Raiders of the Arcade Podcast, right? I believe.
Damn it. I thought it was just Raiders.
So to give everybody kind of a quick explanation for us while he's searching it. So when we changed the name from the Frack to the Raiders of the Arcade, we changed the name on the Facebook page and we were denied. Because they said, despite the size of our audience, they said it could be confusing to the audience. And apparently that's their responsibility, not ours, because I don't know why. So we weren't able to change the name. So in the side, we kind of made a separate page and started posting content to it. And I think at this point, we just want to rip the Band-Aid off and just say, you know what? We're not the Frack Presents. We are Raiders of the Arcade. That name is dead.
And it is Raiders of the Arcade. Just that. There's no additional. Oh, no, you're right. There it is. No, you're correct. It's Raiders of the Arcade Podcast. Okay. Hey, how about that?
Facebook.com/ Raiders of the Arcade Podcast. Go to that and like the page. Also, go on iTunes and give us a like or a review. That helps us out tremendously and helps grow the show. So I appreciate it, guys.
Yeah, definitely. So thanks for listening.
Drunk Mike is on the way.
All right, Jay's saying we're done with games. We're done with games. All right. That's it. We're done. We're done with games. Hey, episode 104, follow the pages. Check all that cool stuff. Games, this was all the episode. Good. Yep, we're done. Goodbye.
Hey, wait.
Goodbye. Bye. Yep, we're done.
Wait. How do you tease? Hold on. How do you tease the Henry Cavill shit in the beginning of this episode and then not...
We're pausing for a dramatic flair. Please check out episode 105 coming up next.
What the fuck was that?
Dude, I am not going to mix fucking games and movies in this shit. That was 52 minutes and 29 seconds of game and bullshit. Let's talk about some other stuff. 105, let's go. Mike, what happened in the news today?
What in the fuck?
Damn, look at Jay.
Game over.